Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Valerie.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning. This is Honey calling from Local Splash.
Yes,
how are
ma'am.
You doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Ready for the weekend. How about yourself? Do you have plans?
Yes, I'm out on a walk right now with my husband, and I was just hoping that was y'all calling to tell me my number's working.
Yes, okay. So, I am actually calling in regards to that one. You mentioned in your email, you said you wanted to check if you could use your phone number, Google number to contact people, right? The 6500?
Right. Yes. The 966-6500 number.
Yes. So,
yes.
You can actually go ahead and use that one. So, what you need to do is you go ahead and download.
Uh-oh, you cut out. Here, I'm going to put you on speaker so my husband can hear the instructions here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, what do I need to do? Okay.
Yes. So, you need to go ahead and download the Local Splash app.
I've got it.
Mm-hmm. And then, so when you actually try to contact clients using the application, like call them or text them, the number that they will see is your call number, 500.
Okay. Well, it has not been letting me call people. So did y'all activate that?
Do you mean like using the app, it doesn't allow you to contact people?
Right. So I'm just asking, did y'all correct that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that has been activated. Can you tell me, like, when you go ahead and call clients using
the application? Like, right now, I just pushed it, and it said, want to make a call? This feature is not available with your current subscription. Please contact us to enable. Request call tracking. So that's what I've done.
Oh, because it's still call tracking metrics. Okay, let me go ahead and escalate that one to my team.
Uh-huh.
So they can further check and do the correct settings, and then we will let you know once everything is configured, and then we will let you re-download the app again.
Okay. And then also, y'all had changed my, I don't know what it's called, the cover picture on my Facebook to a picture that is not from my area, and so I wondered if it could be switched back to what I had.
The old one? Okay.
Yes.
So you want the old cover back?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So I'll go ahead and inform our Facebook team, and then we will go ahead and switch it back to the old cover photo.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Bella. Do you have any other further questions or concerns?
No. I talked to a guy yesterday. The form from the ad, the Facebook ad, when I get it, it doesn't have their names. It doesn't have their wedding date. It doesn't have their email. And so when they're not recognizing my number, so they're not answering, and I can't email them, and so I'm not able to get through to 90% of those people. So it's not working. So I wanted to see if that could be switched to where it has an email at least.
Okay.
Their names, their wedding date, and an email, but at the very minimum, an email.
An email. Okay. Gotcha. I'll go ahead and have our team add that feature so that we can have the email added.
Okay. And if they can add the others, that'd be great. Both their names and email and wedding date.
Wedding date as well. So email and wedding date. Okay. No problem.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Laura. Anything else?
No, that's it. And, you know, it's a couple, so it's, you know, it's both their names would be great. The bride and the groom.
The groom and the groom. Ah, okay, gotcha. Okay, I will go ahead and have that added. So, name of the bride and groom, email address, and then wedding date.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and submit that one to our Facebook team, and then we will update that one and let you know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh.